In your about page, you say that it can be difficult for readers to find good books with science fiction fantasy genres due to muddled search results from Amazon Goodreads list that always feature the same popular books and book blogs that that post more about the big pile of books to read, the reading challenges than actual books that they enjoyed. With indie fiction, so with Christian fiction, I appreciate the Amish women folk on the cover, because I know never to read any of those books ever. I appreciate that. So I want to read Christian fiction. I want a gospel message mixed in there. And even maybe I want to read a romance film or a novel. I'm okay with that. I'm a 21st century man's man who wants to cry at a good love scene. But I never want to read anything because it just seems like it's oversaturated garbage that you couldn't. I don't know what story you could get out of that where all those books have to exist. Okay, so that's my knock against Christian fiction in general. But indie fiction seems to lie by either cover or description. So they usually have a great cover, but their story is garbage. Or it's an MS Paint cover with a description that sounds really good, but that barrier for entry is I have to with the barrier for entry for any indie book, I have to judge a book by its cover and the description that author is coming up with. It's not a third party publisher that's like, here's the things that will enrapture your imagination as you read this. So I get stuck on relying either of those two. What can I do? How can I best, other than to go to Periapsis Press? But you haven't read everything, unfortunately. I'm very disappointed in you. How dare you have children and a life? But I appreciate the ones that you do have on there, because even the ones that I don't want to read, I've enjoyed. I'm going to build you up. I've enjoyed reading every review that you posted because you take it from my perspective of, okay, I might not like gambling, but I understand people who enjoy gambling. I might not like people that read urban fantasy, but I appreciate people that enjoy that. So, you know, they're like my people. I have to enjoy it. But what can I do when I come to the sea of covers and I have to pick one, the MS Paint one, where with the story that sounds good, but I don't see the effort you put into the cover. But also that cover I've seen on Pixabay, and I'm pretty sure you've gotten your font just perfect, and I'm scared. Like your husband has a brilliant cover and a brilliant description. I'm definitely going to check out his books because they're so good, and I've read your stuff, so I'm assuming that you've had a small hand in helping him out.
Well, thank you. I'll pass along the compliment. It's a tough one for sure, because covers cost money. So an author with a good cover has spent the money to get it, or has been blessed with the time and ability to craft it themselves. But you don't want to dismiss out of hand a good book just because it has a bad cover.
Yeah, totally. I put all my reviews on Goodreads. I'll put my links. Mine are non-spoiler, and I try and do a positive and maybe one negative to say, like, I didn't really like this. But all the books that I've ever read for the audiobook group that I'm a part of, I've been honest, and I've understood where they're coming from as authors, as people.
Yeah. And I think that is the key, is reviews, which again is one of the things that all of my indie author friends harp on. They're always begging people to leave reviews, but that's how you decide between the book with the great cover and the suboptimal blurb, or the great or with the suboptimal cover, is you check out the reviews and you see people who say, oh, this is a really good book, or like, I couldn't read past page 2. So I would say there's nothing you can really do about picking and choosing without those. So to be intentional as a reader about going back once you have finished with a book, whether that's on page two or the end, and leaving your review really helps other readers make that decision.
Gotcha. Okay. So there is a place for the short reviews from plebs like myself who are okay using the words, I like this,
yes, and
I didn't like this. Okay, good. Good. I still have a job. okay, so kind of coming down to the end of our interview here, which I've thoroughly enjoyed. Thank you for letting me talk at you, and hopefully you've gotten a few words in edgewise. I don't know if this is proper of me, but could you tell me some of your favorite books that you've reviewed that we should go check out? Or is that not proper? And you just want to tell me your top three favorite time travel movies that are set in the future where they go back in time, but not so far back in time where dinosaurs exist. So.
It's hard because I do like all of the books that I've reviewed. Probably some of the ones that I've actually mentioned because they stick in my head, right? Obviously, I did like my husband's books. So. Okay,
good. All right. Now that he's left the room, now you can say they were fine.
So that would be Uriel's Revenge and The Fountain Mechanism, which is the sequel. And those are science fiction, a little bit harder as far as the mechanisms, the mechanics of how stuff works. Space with demons is one of the things he says.
You know, sold, right?
Yeah. The Devil's Dictum, I really liked that one. That's the Pirates Founding America one.
It's already on the list.
T.J. Markey's stuff, his Heroes Metal series, he just released his sequel. They are inspired by heavy metal music, so they have a real push and drive to them. There's so many good ones.
Definitely go to Periapsis Press, and if you see a book, you might not have fully agreed with everything, but coming from your perspective, a Christian worldview, you've filtered it in, you've understood that all stories are God's stories, even the ones that we don't like, reflect the nature of the author or the nature of humanity. Hopefully, that's what we're bringing in. Even with poetry, we're trying to market a feeling in the words that we use. But the ones that are on that page, you've enjoyed and found to be of worth and benefit for not only our money, because you know what's $6 when you have a good book. I bought Ender's Game for $3 and that thing fell apart. I've read it so many times. But also our time. And I can watch bad movies. I love bad movies. The it can't be boring, right? Like it has to be the worst, like bad sci-fi, bad acting. Love it. I can do that. I can't do that with a book because I feel like that's time that I put in, not just reading the page, but I want to be there. And, I just read a really good book on reading called The Lost Art of Reading or something like that. I just put a review out. I'll link it here as well, where they say a good book lets you escape, but it doesn't lead to escapism. So like Harry Potter, I don't want to live in that world. And I've not read Harry Potter. I don't really care. it's just who I am. But there are people that want to live in that world to the point where it becomes obsession. But then there are people that enjoy that. And we could even say that about Tolkien. I'm not saying the devil's going to take you if you read Harry Potter. But I guess it's okay when Tolkien and Lewis do it. But that's another inside baseball Christian fiction story. But that we're wanting to put ourselves in that story and use our imagination, which seems like a more daunting task than images being projected on a screen where I'm I tend to be more passive and I can check my phone. I can't do that when I'm reading my book.
Yeah, reading is a more time heavy investment, and not just of time, but of mental energy, and which they've been telling me since I was a kid, you know, you should go read a book instead of watching the TV all the time.
Yeah.
But with a book, it's easy to invest a large amount of your time before you realize that something's not going anywhere, or it's going somewhere that you don't agree with or want to go along with.
Yeah. And at the 18th reading of Hop on Pop, it's nice to pick up something where time travelers from the future come and give AK-47s to the Confederacy, and I have to throw the book at the description of them on the White House lawn and Abraham Lincoln has to surrender. If I throw the book, that's Harry Turtledove's Guns of the South. I threw the book and I was like, if it made me react that strongly, I have to finish it. So yeah. But he has some other good ones, and that's my path of alternate fiction is aliens during World War II. Tell me no more. Give me the first book. Yeah, you know, I'm there. So Pirates in America, totally. Demons in Space. I mean, absolutely. So, well, Katie, thank you very, very much for indulging me and talking sci-fi with me. I feel connected. I don't feel ostracized. I'm not under the stairs. Well, I mean, I guess technically I am because I'm in my basement. But I appreciate other people that enjoy the genres as much as I do. So thank you. And Periapsis Press, I'll get to all your other reviews as soon as you stop recommending really good books and I can finish your reviews and that.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us, and we'll continue back with our book and figure out what place evil has. And maybe as you're reading your next fiction book, you can have a good touch point on why so many people seem to focus on evil, violence, sex in their fiction. It's because all stories are ultimately God stories. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.